This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger said on Thursday that a hand audit of ballots in the state had confirmed that Joe Biden was the winner of the November 3rd election in Georgia. Raffensperger told WSB-TV the audit has aligned very close to what we had on election night reporting. It's so close, it's not a thimble full of difference. Raffensperger said there was no doubt that the state would certify Biden's victory on Friday. The confirmation makes Biden the first Democratic presidential candidate to win the southern U.S. state in almost three decades, despite his rival Donald Trump's claims of fraud. Trump, who has claimed without evidence that there were widespread irregularities and fraud in states that he lost to Biden, including Georgia, can still request a recount after the results are certified because the margin of victory in Georgia was less than one-half of 1%. President-elect Joe Biden met with Republican and Democratic state governors Thursday on how to best fight the coronavirus pandemic as President Donald Trump continued his efforts to block the transition of power. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Biden paused several times and saying it's hard to fathom how the president thinks.
I'm confident he knows he hasn't won and is not going to be able to win, and we're going to be sworn in on January 20th.
And says the president's bid to sow doubts about the election sends a damaging message about how democracy works to Americans and the world.
They're witnessing incredible irresponsibility.
Citing what he calls the president's outrageous White House invitation to Michigan state lawmakers in an apparent bid to overturn Biden's win in the battleground state.
There's questions.